Less than 2 years ago, riots broke out in Haiti when prices of staple foods skyrocketed. It was the latest symptom of Haiti's long-running problems with food security. United Nations estimates going back to 1990 consistently show more than half the population is undernourished. The earthquake has dealt another blow to the country's ability to feed itself. Irrigation systems, food processing plants, and storage facilities in quake-affected rural areas have suffered damage. That's in addition to the devastation in the capital, Port-au-Prince, devastation that will have ripple effects throughout the small country, according to Cristina Amaral, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization's Chief of Emergency Operations.
The economic center that was Port-au-Prince, the ports, all the transportation network, the market chain and all the supply chain in country has been completely disrupted.
Thousands are now fleeing Port-au-Prince to the countryside. Marie Ruel at the International Food Policy Research Institute, or IFPRI, says that could make Haiti's hunger problems worse.
In the short term, it puts burden on people in the countryside to feed the more mouths that are coming, with them not having any more resources.
In the long term, however, some experts say the exodus from Port-au-Prince may be a good thing. The capital was overcrowded and could not support all the people who had been drawn in from the rural areas looking for work. The FAO's Cristina Amaral says coordinated efforts to support the new arrivals in the countryside would be a wise investment.
It would be certainly faster to improve the absorption capacity of the rural areas, so the Haitians that have not suffered the earthquake could help their country fellows to get some work in agriculture, to start to do food production.
Amaral says a Haitian economic renaissance could start in these rural areas. She suggests beginning with an agricultural development program to put people to work improving irrigation and planting trees in the denuded countryside, for example. IFPRI's Marie Ruel suggests improving Haiti's dismal road infrastructure. She says the earthquake actually presents Haiti with an opportunity.
Maybe with all the attention that Haiti has gotten now, if we can maintain that, maybe there will be some reconstruction efforts that will make things much better.
Before reconstruction begins in earnest, though, experts say the priority in the next few weeks will be to help supply Haitian farmers with seeds, fertilizers, and tools for the March planting season. The FAO's Cristina Amaral says food distribution centers could give people seeds and equipment for simple backyard vegetable gardens. And Amaral notes that besides providing some fresh, wholesome food, watching a garden bloom could help give Haitians some much-needed hope in desperate times. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.